Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi receives 21-gun salute. Welcome upon reaching Jeddah. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says elected representatives are ultimate masters of the Constitution. Today is Earth Day. Chief Minister Nipiu Ryo advocates use of renewable energy. And Naglan business community calls indefinite voluntary shutdown over ULB nomination dispute. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today arrived at Jeddah on a two-day official visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. He was welcomed with a 21-gun salute at the airport. As a special gesture, Prime Minister Modi's aircraft was escorted by F-15 fighter jets of the Royal Saudi Air Force upon entering Saudi airspace. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This visit will strengthen the friendship between India and Saudi Arabia." He expressed eagerness to take part in the various programs today and tomorrow. The visit, at the invitation of Crown Prince and Prime Minister Mohammed bin Salman, marks Mr. Modi's third visit to the country and reflects the deepening strategic partnership between the two nations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that elected representatives are the ultimate masters in determining the content of the Constitution. Speaking at an event at Delhi University today, the Vice President emphasized that Parliament is supreme and it is as supreme as every individual in the country. He also said the Constitution does not envision any authority above the Parliament.
Constitution is for the people and it's a repository of safeguarding it. Is that of elected representatives. They are the ultimate masters as to what constitutional content will be. There is no visualization in constitution of any authority above parliament. Parliament is supreme, and that being the situation, let me tell you, it is as supreme as every individual in the country.
The Vice President added that people of India have chosen their representatives under the Constitution to reflect their expressions, their desire and their will, and they hold this representative accountable during elections. Today is Earth Day. The day is celebrated worldwide to demonstrate support for environmental protection. The first Earth Day celebrations were held in 1970 after the day was suggested at the UNESCO summit in 1969. The theme for this year is Our Power, Our Planet. Chief Minister Nipiu Ryo has extended greetings on Earth Day. Taking to X, he encouraged that everyone's efforts be aligned under the theme Our Power, Our Planet to promote the use of renewable energy and generation of clean electricity. Mr. Ryo also called for tapping into natural resources to pave the way for a more sustainable future for all. Commemorating Earth Day, the kickoff program for Zuku Cleanliness Drive was held at Jakhama today. The event was organized by the Southern Angami Youth Organization, SAYO, and sponsored by the Office of the Divisional Forest Officer, Kohima Forest Division. Addressing the participants, Conservator of Forest, Southern Territorial Circle, Nagaland, Zuthunglo Patton, said this year's Earth Day focuses on renewable energy sources. She appealed every individual to do their part in safeguarding the planet. A number of volunteers, including from NSS of St. Joseph's College, Jakhama, and youth organizations from 13 villages of Southern Angami area, participated in the Zuku Cleanliness Drive. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Confederation of Naglan Chamber of Commerce and Industry, CNCCI, has called for an indefinite voluntary business shutdown from April 24th to protest the state government's alleged unfair treatment in the nomination of district CCI representatives to the district urban local bodies. The CNCCI said it had exhausted all available cores for resolution, including an appeal to the Chief Minister and a press release warning of a democratic protest if justice was not delivered by April 20th. It said the decision is in accordance with the collective demand of the 9 aggrieved district CCIs. The shutdown will include banking institutions, but exempts medical services, petrol pumps and taxi services during its first phase. Further, vehicular movement, educational institutions, and government offices will remain unaffected. Emphasizing that participation in the shutdown is entirely voluntary, the CNCCI urged all district chambers to ensure that the protest remains peaceful. The second phase of the protest will be discussed on April 25th during the Executive Council meeting with all presidents of district CCIs. Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has announced the final results of its civil services exams 2024. The UPSC has recommended a total of 1,009 candidates for appointment, with 725 men and 284 women. The top 25 candidates comprise 11 women and 14 men, with the top 5 candidates comprising 3 women and 2 men. Shakti Dubey from Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh, has secured the first position in the Civil Services Examination 2024. Margi Chirag Shah, who got 4th rank, shared on her aspirations.
एजुकेशन को इम्प्रूव करना और विमेन एम्पावरमेंट जो सिर्फ फिनेंशियल ना हो पर सोशल भी हो और सोशली फिनेंशियली हेल्थ वाइज सारी तरह से विमेन एम्पावरमेंट हो ये मेरा उद्देश्य रहेगा जब भी मुझे जैसी भी ड्यूटी मिलेगी फुलफिल करने के लिए.
The Vatican has announced the plan for the Pope's funeral after the Cardinals met today. Pope Francis' funeral has been set for Saturday in St. Peter's Square, and a viewing of his body will begin tomorrow in St. Peter's Basilica. Pope Francis passed away yesterday at his residence in the Vatican after suffering a stroke. Tributes have come in from around the world, remembering him as a liberal reformer. A slew of world leaders and foreign dignitaries are set to attend the funeral. Following his wishes, Pope Francis will be buried in a simple tomb marked only with his Latin name, Franciscus. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has said that the future of the century depends on the shared trade relations between India and the U.S. He said the U.S. and India have officially finalized the terms for trade talks, which prepares a roadmap between the two countries. The U.S. Vice President addressed the business summit at the Rajasthan International Center in Jaipur today.
Both of our governments are hard at work on a trade agreement built on shared priorities, like creating new jobs, building durable supply chains, and achieving prosperity for our workers. In our meeting yesterday, Prime Minister Modi and I made very good progress on all of those points. And we are especially excited to formally announce that America and India have officially finalized the terms of reference for the trade negotiations.
Vice President Vance said that India is America's closest and trusted partner in the field of defense, and there is a great possibility of partnership in the field of energy. Mr. Vance also emphasized on the partnership for building new houses in India and developing facilities to improve the standard of living. The Nagaland Athletics Association, in collaboration with the Athletics Federation of India, AFI, is organizing the District Technical Official Course for Northeast in Dimapur. The course is scheduled to be held from 9th to 11th of May. It is the third time that the AFI is conducting the technical official course in Nagaland. The course is one of the AFI's most significant grassroots programs, which provides training and certification to untrained technical officials all over India. The course provides an opportunity to technical officials to improve the quality and standards of officiating during athletics competitions. The course is open to anyone who is interested in athletics. Interested participants can register through AFI website at www.indianathletics.in. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi receives 21-gun salute welcome upon reaching Jeddah. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that elected representatives are ultimate masters of the Constitution. Today is Earth Day. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo advocates use of renewable energy. And Nagaland business community calls for indefinite voluntary shutdown over ULB nomination dispute. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. with the English news. Good night.